California citrus growers are navigating challenges ranging from labor shortages and invasive pests to uncertain export markets and increasing competition from imported fruit. On the latest AgNet NewsHour, Jacob Villagomez, Director of Governmental Affairs for California Citrus Mutual, discussed the issues his organization is working on in Sacramento and Washington on behalf of the state's citrus industry. Villagomez has a personal connection to the industry. His parents are citrus growers in Sanger, California, and he grew up around the crop before studying at Fresno State and eventually moving into governmental affairs. Today, some of the industry's biggest concerns are water, labor, pests and disease, rising production costs and trade. Labor is particularly important because California citrus is overwhelmingly destined for the fresh market and still must be harvested by hand. Villagomez said the industry relies heavily on migrant and immigrant workers and continues to push for immigration and H-2A reforms that can provide a more reliable legal workforce. Trade uncertainty is another concern. Canada is currently a critical export market for California citrus, and Villagomez described how previous tariff actions resulted in canceled orders and shipments being frozen almost overnight. He said losing access to an export market can have consequences that last well beyond the immediate dispute. When you lose market access, it takes a number of years to regain that access, Villagomez said. Closer to home, California growers are also competing against imported citrus. Villagomez specifically pointed to large volumes of Argentine lemons entering the U.S. market and putting downward pressure on prices. We're not stopping imports, Villagomez said. We're just requesting balance of those imports. There has also been some positive news. Villagomez discussed the FDA's recent modernization of the federal standard of identity for pasteurized orange juice, including an increase in the amount of mandarin and mandarin hybrid juice that can be included from 10% to 15%. He said the change could create another outlet for California mandarin growers. From trade and labor to regulation and market access, Villagomez's interview provides an inside look at the policy battles shaping the future of California citrus. Listen to part one of the full interview with Jacob Villagomez below or on your favorite podcast app. Listen to previous AgNet NewsHour episodes.